last segment this hour, 844-967-2789. Wow, man, you see all these, just a rash of violence against police lately. And I know some people, probably evil people, cheer that kind of thing. There's nothing better than seeing an evil cop go down for murder. But this is different, right? And did you notice, you know, the guy that killed these two police officers at a university yesterday? One black, one white. I guess they were really good friends and really popular around campus and around the town. And this guy just, you know, opens fire on him, kills them both. Later on, he's walking down the road and here come the cops. And, you know, he gave up, laid down on the ground. They didn't kill him, man. I mean, not like I wanted them to, but it's like, I know damn well if it was a black guy, they would have just shot him. Sorry, folks. You think I'm wrong, don't you? You know, maybe not the two cops that were shot, but the ones that went after him. I don't know. I mean, every day it seems like I see where another ex-cop or cop off duty is, you know, taking the law into his own hands, right? Because they think they can, and we let them. I mean, if we don't push for reform in our, you know, everybody always mislabels things, you know, defund the police. Hell, I told you how you could pay for it all. Go out there and give people tickets for driving the way they are. If you're not going to go out and catch them physically, put up cameras, man. I'm tired of this. I shouldn't have to feel like this every time I drive down the highway. I'm not alone. There's other people. But for the most part, it's like just a free-for-all out there. So I stay off the highways as much as I can. The best time is actually, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning. And even then, it's like, okay, there's 3 lanes, man. You don't have to wait till the last second to, you know, drive 65 in the next lane or 2 lanes away from me. Man, I got road rage. And it's not this, it's from that kind of behavior. But it doesn't make me go after them. It's just like, oh, it tightens up where my tumor is. You know what I mean? Kind of just like, whew. That just reminded me, you know, that squeezing of the tumor, listening to Cleefish yesterday saying that we need to get rid of, you know, the Wisconsin Elections Commission because the people will have just one throat to choke. Really? Be careful what you wish for, is what I'm thinking. And this stuff about guns, man. Republicans and guns. All this violence again. You don't back the badge. You're not with the blue, man. It's insane. You want everybody to have a gun. Wisconsin Republicans want teenage 18-year-olds to be able to bring guns to school. Because that'll work out well, won't it? Are you guys that disturbed? Yes, you are. And come next week, yeah, I'm going to be disturbing you quite a bit. Hopefully there'll be more people that want to just get involved and just vent. It's the best thing you can do. You don't have to get, you know, vulgar or anything. Just stick to the truth. Well, I forgot, when you're talking about Republicans, the truth is vulgar. Worse than any language I've ever used, right? I wish I would have learned faster. I mean, I had the basics down, right? Treat everybody like you want to be treated. When I was younger, though, you know, lying and cheating and stealing, that was pretty much, you know, part of the culture. Really? Yeah, part of the wrong culture. And see, so that's what this, you know, it didn't cancel culture. This is you guys trying to defend white supremacy and privilege above and beyond everyone else, which is why you see, you know, people that are supposed to be leaders in our country, like the entire Trump administration, being investigated for this and that. Yeah, we know that it all went down. What do you think is going to happen, folks? What do you really think is going to happen out of all this? I guess Trump's losing some footing in the Republican Party, and he's making contributions to more moderate Republicans to try and what? Buy them back on board and say, well, hey, can you help me smooth it over so I can run again? This is just gross, man. His kids are gross. He's gross. I see a lot of this, and it's everywhere. I mean, they're taking over your school boards. They're taking over the county boards, the city councils, the mayors. Losers like Cleefish running for governor. Kevin Nicholson gonna run a primary because he's just as much a loser as she is. None of them are qualified for this work. Hell yeah, I hope Evers gets reelected. You know, the correlation of what Evers and Biden have had to do to try and hold back Republicans, right? Now, I'm more of an Evers fan than I am a Biden fan. No doubt about it. And if he doesn't win his reelection, people, I'm going to tell you right now, this all depends on my mother. She's going to be 85 this year. She's in great health. I wouldn't be surprised if she lives to be, you know, older than her mom and she was in her 90s. Good for her. But depending on where she is and what's going on, I'm leaving this place, man. I'm escaping Wisconsin, not to it. I've been here long enough, man. There's not enough people want to get up and stand up and fight for this. Not in my book. Sitting around waiting to elect somebody, sitting around getting bummed out because they are squeezing the hell out of you right now, aren't they? Just on everything. You feel that? I mean, I've seen it on Facebook. All of us going through this, like, winter depression. It is kind of a cabin fever thing, but it's caused by Republicans and fascists and these losers with their big trucks and guns and stuff that like to hunt animals not to eat but to kill. And I already told you, I'm done eating them. I wasn't into killing them a long time ago. But now it's like, you know, to be honest with you, after 10 days, I've seen some stuff and go to the store and I walk by the meat counter, right? Because I got to walk by it anyway. Kind of grosses me out now. Never thought that would happen. I'm sitting here thinking, well, what about lobster, man? And then I'm looking at them. I see the lobster's eyes, and I see how they prepare them, and I'm like, that's gross too, man. I'm done with that. No, I'm not telling everybody they have to do the same thing, but you see where the economy's going and these, you know, meat factories and processing plants just jacking up the prices and blaming it on inflation and blaming it on labor and everybody else. It's greed, people. Inflation is greed from the top down. And it goes down quite a ways. Some people are real happy with the way things are going. Hey, man, I got mine. Yeah. Those are like the people I can't stand the most. Because I would think that their ethics and morals are with us, you know, and that these are people that call themselves Democrats, but then support not supporting poor people. Sorry, man. And I wish they'd say reaching across the aisle. Quit saying reaching across the aisle. We're all in the same damn aisle, man. There is no difference. There's a difference between right and wrong, and I'm tired of people saying we got to meet at the middle on that. No, half wrong is a bunch of BS too. Ooh, I was almost ready to swear, man. Whew. It's all right. Luke's wide awake. He'd push the button, but I just want to keep my record clean, man. I want to have a record like Tom Brady, man, who's now not going to come back. Yo, he was offended because somebody let it out before he did. But I'd say Tom Brady's probably a much better guy than I probably think he is. Maybe that's a guy I could meet and toss a trophy in the ocean with. Have you had enough of mine?